This episode of the Hodgepodge Hotel is brought to you by Sailor Boy Pilot Bread Crackers. Don't call me a cracker, call me Sailor Boy. And Sanka, naturally decaffeinated instant coffee. Sanka, it's coffee and it's not.
Everybody bring a smile, everybody stay a while. We have a happy place where you can dwell. I'll fix a formal tea, come hunker down with me here at the Hot Pod Hotel.
Welcome, friends, to the Hodgepodge Hotel. I'm your host, Ms. Floribunda. I can't believe how successful our show is becoming. Business is really booming in Comstock. I've never seen you so busy.
Oh, I'm busy, all right.
Is the stress getting to you?
Stress? I never kowtow to stress.
Then what's bothering you?
It's that woman.
Mrs. Wiedemeyer?
Heavens no, she's a dream. A dream! I'm referring to that rather brash personality who comes here like clockwork every 6 months.
You mean Ethel Merman?
Merman.
Oh, I think she's a kick.
Floribunda, as the maitre d' and majordomo of this establishment, I see things that you will never see.
Let's get out of here. How about a visit to the loungeabout?
Hello, what's your pleasure?
My wife tells me I drink too much.
Is she right?
Of course, I have a reputation to maintain.
Is that right?
Waiter, do you have well drinks?
All of our drinks are made well.
No, I mean well liquor.
Well, I have lots of liquor.
No, liquor from the well.
Lady, that's filthy. I'd never serve it. Did you hear the one about the Italian and the Polack that went to a bar mitzvah?
No, what happened?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
I'll return.
Oh, dear woman. How would you handle this?
I beg your pardon?
I'm just praying to Connie Selica. She had the world wrapped around her little finger at the St. Gregory.
I think you're praying to the wrong woman. It was Sherry Belafonte who really ran the show.
Now you're against me, too? Why don't you just throw me in a ditch and light me on fire?
Let's find out what's on tonight's menu.
Good evening, friends. You're not going to believe this menu tonight. We start with cream of mushroom soup, followed by a fresh vegetable salad. Your entree will be baked red snapper with snappy sauce, Danish whipped potatoes, and a baked tomato half. For dessert, hang on, old-fashioned rice pudding. Please enjoy.
Otis, what goes well with snappy sauce?
I suggest a tall drink of Mr. Kurt Nielsen on the main stage.
It ain't the same as I go about, but some things remain. Like the twinkle of a buttercup as it parts a while beneath my chin. And there's always night and day. Lagunitas and Occidental. And even the Casio, they're still indifferent. The wind works away as much as it likes through those trees on Main. But I noticed that the hot dog show closed its doors and simply went away. It's just another little change. Yet life still works on in its so sweet way. I'm very happy to say that friends that I haven't talked to in years are walking my way. Bringing spider webs and apricots, hand-picked chamomile and aftershave. It is new but just the same. And all goodness still remains. Like hot water, cold water, faded
out and see Hickory chips made just like the barbecue piano. A banjo and a fiddle, tea with sugar, but just a little in the cabbage from a roadside stand. Size and his big band and the pleasing sound of nothing whatsoever. Some things remain, but it ain't the same as I go about, but some things remain, but it ain't the same as I go about, but some things remain.
I've never been so humiliated in all my life.
Oh? What happened?
All I will say is the air was thick with the smell of Pim's cup and lime.
Well, you are a maitre d' and major domo.
Do I look like a masseuse? Do these look like the hands of a masseuse?
You've certainly been through worse.
That's Sherry Belafonte talking.
Let's get out of here. Way, way down. To the basement of intrigue.
Stand back.
What in the... Oh, God! Oh, God!
Ladies, don't touch anything. I'm calling the authorities.
Already taken care of.
Cleo Biscayne?
Oh, I heard the screams. I had the authorities on speed dial. They will be here shortly.
I don't understand. I just don't understand.
Francis fainted. Let me get the smelling salts.
Oh, don't worry. I always keep them nearby. She will be up in just a moment.
Boy, you don't miss a trick.
Well, you're new here, aren't you?
Where am I? Oh, God!
They're there!
The authorities are on their way. They'll get to the bottom of this.
Huh. I wonder why that severed hand is clutching that envelope. What's the significance?
That was what Uncle Phil wanted me to have. Huh.
Uncle Phil.
There's a message here. It's from Ms. Merman.
What now? Does she want to remove my kidneys? Does it always have to be Rose's turn?
Let me take a look. Aw, isn't that sweet? She said she has stayed in the best hotels all over the world and has had service befitting a queen. But of all the maitre d's and major domos she has encountered, you're the tops. You're the Colosseum.
Ethel Merman? The Ethel Merman said that about me?
She did.
Well, I guess it's like the song said. Everything's coming up roses.
Another satisfied customer. And I hope you were satisfied with your stay. There will be more waiting for you next week. So please make another reservation with us here at the Hodgepodge Hotel. We'll be waiting for you.
Featured on today's episode were Larry Stoy, Joan Moody, Charlie Smith, Robin Roth, and Mr. Kurt Nielsen. For more information about this and other wonderful shows, please visit MrKurtNielsen.com. That's MrKurtNielsen.com. Visit us on Twitter at HodgePodgePod.com or sponsor us at Patreon at Patreon.com/MrKurtNielsen. This is a production of the NBS Network.